All right, get those GPUs fired up, because we are diving headfirst into a visual revolution.
Buckle up!
We're talking NVIDIA, AI, and what's next for computer graphics.
Which, by the way, is already unfolding before our eyes.
Yeah, and it's all thanks to a pretty mind-blowing statement.
Mind-blowing is an understatement.
NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, at a recent tech conference, basically dropped a bomb.
He did, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. This wasn't just your average new product type.
This was a full-on, the future is now mic drop moment.
And the best part.
You know it.
He said, and I quote, "We can't do computer graphics anymore without artificial intelligence."
I'm still buzzing about that one.
Right. Like, on the surface. Okay, cool. AI is everywhere these days. But
actually, huge deal.
Huge. Yeah. So walk us through it.
Imagine, right, every single pixel, every detail in your favorite game, that crazy, realistic, animated movie.
All those tiny details.
Every single one used to have to be individually rendered by your computer's graphics card, the GPU.
Okay, I'm kind of following, but for those of us who don't speak fluent tech,
sure.
Break it down.
What's a GPU actually doing when it's rendering graphics, and why is that such a big deal?
Basically, the GPU is the workhorse behind every image you see on your screen.
The muscle behind the magic.
Every scene, every character, every object, it all gets broken down into millions, billions of tiny pixels.
Okay.
The GPU's job is to process all the data about those pixels, their color, their brightness, their position, everything in real time.
To bring those images to life.
Exactly. Now, imagine doing that for every single frame of a fast-paced action movie. Or those massive open world games everyone's hooked on.
It's an insane amount of data. Requires a ton of processing power.
Okay, yeah. Starting to get why Huang called AI essential.
Right.
So what's the alternative? What did NVIDIA come up with?
They basically gave the GPU an AI assistant.
Ooh, like a sidekick.
One that can handle a huge chunk of that rendering workload.
Interesting.
And that's where this whole inferring 32 pixels thing comes in.
This is from... that NVIDIA uses AI to infer 30 pixels for every one GPU's render article, right? From WebPro News.
That's the one.
It's wild. They're using AI to, what, basically hallucinate those missing pixels.
Yeah.
And it's so good we can't even tell.
You got it. It's mind-blowing, really.
Hold on. Hallucinate. You're saying they're letting AI just make stuff up on our screens?
Okay, not make stuff up, exactly. More like make incredibly educated guesses.
So what's the difference?
Think of it this way. AI is really good at patterns, right?
Right.
Predicting what comes next.
Okay.
In this case, it's looking at the pixels that are there and using that to predict what the missing pixels should look like.
So, like, super high-tech connect the dots, but with pixels and the picture's always moving.
You got it.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. But what's stopping it from going rogue and just filling our screens with random glitchy pixels?
Ah, that is the question, isn't it? And that, my friend, leads us to the fascinating and sometimes slightly unnerving concept of AI hallucination.
Ooh, okay, now we're getting to the good stuff.
We are.
Let's unpack that right after this quick break.
Definitely. So AI hallucination, it's a bit of a trip, right?
It's kind of spooky when you think about it.
It is. We want AI to be smart, but yeah.
But do we want it to be that smart, seeing things we don't?
Right. Where's the line? And the answer, at least with NVIDIA's graphics tech, is, well...
it's a bit more nuanced than just AI is going to go all Skynet on us.
Right.
Exactly. When we hear AI hallucination, we imagine what?
AI making stuff up out of thin air.
Right. Like a chatbot suddenly telling you the sky is purple and made of cheese.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely hallucinating.
But that's not what's happening here.
No.
Not quite. With NVIDIA's AI, the hallucination is happening in a very controlled space.
Controlled how?
It's not like it has free rein to just dream up anything it wants. Remember, it's working with those surrounding pixels.
Right, the lighting, the motion, all those real-world cues.
Exactly. Those cues are guiding its imagination, so to speak.
So controlled chaos. Like, it can be creative, but within the lines.
Perfect analogy. Think of it like giving a super talented artist a paint by numbers.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
They have freedom to choose colors, brush strokes, add their own style, but the structure's already there.
And in this case, that structure's like the laws of physics, rules of perspective, all that stuff that makes our world look like, well, our world.
Exactly. It's not just throwing pixels at a screen randomly.
Yeah.
It's using what it knows about how the world works to make those educated guesses.
Right. Which, the more info it has...
the better those guesses get.
Because it's analyzing those frames over time.
Temporal upscaling, remember? It's learning how objects move, how light works, all those tiny details that make it look real.
It's like the AI is building a memory of the scene as it goes, which helps it predict what should happen next.
That's a great way to put it. It's almost like how our brains fill in missing visual information.
Right, like if you see a cat hiding behind a curtain, you don't assume the rest of the cat just disappeared.
Right, exactly. You use your knowledge of cats and curtains and the world to fill in the blanks.
So with NVIDIA's AI, it's not making stuff up out of thin air. It's grounded in reality, even if it's hallucinating some details.
Exactly. Big difference between this and, say, an AI generating a completely made-up picture.
Right, because in that case, there's no real-world reference point. It can go wild.
But here, it's tethered to reality, which makes all the difference.
This is making me rethink this whole AI hallucination thing. It's not always a bad thing.
Exactly. It's all about application and control.
Okay, so we've talked about AI enhancing graphics, but there's a bigger picture, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Huang mentioned autonomous vehicles, robotics, even digital biology, all using AI.
And it highlights just how much AI is already woven into our world.
So this whole one pixel infer the rest thing, it could apply to all sorts of fields.
Let's see.
This is where it gets really exciting, right?
It does. Imagine a self-driving car using AI to predict pedestrian movements, other cars, just from a few data points.
Or doctors using AI to diagnose with limited symptoms, or even predict potential health issues.
You see the potential. It's incredible, right?
Mind-blowing for sure, but
there's always a but, isn't there?
Right, like with great power comes great
responsibility.
Exactly. So what are some of the concerns? We don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
We don't. And that's a conversation we need to have. But first, a quick break. We'll be back to unpack the potential downsides of this technology.
And we're back, diving into the deep end, talking AI. And man, it's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. Like, we've been unpacking how NVIDIA is using AI to create these hyper-realistic graphics.
Essentially hallucinating those missing pixels.
Exactly. But it's bigger than just making our games look prettier, right? This technology, it could change everything.
It really could. The ability to analyze just a little bit of data and then extrapolate, predict, fill in those gaps that have huge EE implications.
So many possibilities. Like, what can't we do with this tech?
You know? Right. It's exciting, but
there's always a but, right?
There is. It's not just about what we can do. It's how and what it might cost us.
Okay, so let's talk about those costs. Oh. What are the potential downsides, the risks of integrating AI on this level?
One of the biggest ones, and we hear this a lot with AI, is jobs.
Job displacement.
Exactly. If AI can automate tasks previously done by humans, like, say, designing those amazing graphics.
Right, so we're talking graphic designers, animators, maybe even coders.
All those jobs could be impacted. And it's not just those specific industries, right?
No, it's everywhere. Automation and AI are changing how we work, period.
And it's not just about jobs being lost either. It's about what skills matter in a world run by AI. If machines are doing the technical stuff, the coding, rendering, data analysis,
then what's left for us to do? What makes humans valuable in that landscape?
That's the question, isn't it? It's like we have to learn to dance with AI, figure out how to groove together, complement each other.
So if AI is great at the tech stuff,
maybe humans need to focus on what makes us human.
The things AI can't replicate.
Creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence.
It's less about AI taking over and more about figuring out how to work together,
right?
To use AI as a tool.
A partner. To help us achieve more than we could alone.
Finding that balance.
Which isn't a one-time thing either. It's an ongoing conversation. As AI gets more advanced, we have to adapt.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
It really has.
From the nitty-gritty of how AI is changing graphics to the bigger questions about its role in society.
And how we move forward.
Exactly. Mm. So as we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all this?
Don't be afraid to ask the tough questions. AI is powerful. Like any tool, it can be used for good or
not so good.
Right. It's on us to talk about this, think critically about where it's all going, and make sure we're using AI to make life better, not worse.
Powerful stuff. So to everyone listening, keep asking those tough questions. Keep learning. Keep exploring. And the next time you're blown away by those crazy realistic graphics, take a minute to appreciate the mind-blowing AI behind it. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one to shape the future of this tech. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.